Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Naftali Greenberg. Meseches Sota has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel Le'iloi Nishmas, Ephraim Eliyahu Ben Yosef and Chana Bas Shmuel Halevi.
Sota Daf Memhei. We're picking up here in the middle of the sugya which began on the bottom of Daf Mem Dalad Mem Beis. The Gemara there was dealing with the machlekes that we found in the Mishnah between Rabbi Hud and Rabbi Shimon. How many members of the Sanhedrin Hagadol had to go down to make the Medida to find out which one of the Ayoros was closest to the Chalal? Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah held that it was 5, and Rabbi Shimon held that it was only 3. The Gemara goes through a few different Havaminas of what the Drasha was. The Maskara on the bottom of the Memdar and Mubeis is that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon learned from the Pasuk of Zikeinecha, that since the Pasuk says in Lashon plural, Zekeinecha, that implies that there has to be at least two Dayanim. They both learn that since we apply the din of Ein Bezdin Shokel, we can't have an even amount of Dayanim. That Klal brings it up to 3. It must be 3 Dayanim. Rabbi Yehuda learns from the Vav of Vishoiftecha to be Marba another 2. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda has 5 Dayanim. And Rabbi Shimon the Gemara says in the top of Memheim Aleph, does not darsh in the extra vav, and therefore Rabbi Shimon holds that the number remains at 3. The Gemara now is picking up in the hemshich of that sugya. Elo me'ato, v'yotzu shnayim u'madidu shnayim. The Gemara is asking, since the pasuk says v'yotzu zekeinecha v'shayvtecha u'madidu, v'yotzu is also a lashon of plural, and so to madidu, that they should measure, is also a lashon of plural. Therefore, lishitasam, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda should both have to add 4 dayanim to their original amount. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we should have to have 9 dayanim, the Gemara says. And according to Rabbi Shimon, there should have to be 7 dayanim. The Gemara answers, Ha'omi ba'ile l'kiditanya, v'yotzu hein v'loy shluchehen, u'modudu sha'afilu nimtza be'olil le'ir, hayu'modudin sh'mitzvah la'asik b'medida. The Gemara says that we don't darshan these two psukim because each one has a separate chiddush that we need the pasuk for. The Yotzu teaches me that the dayanim themselves have to come; they cannot send a shliach. And Umadadu tells me that even though the mace is nimtza be'olil le'ir, we're going to touch that soon. Still, they will be moided because it's a special mitzvah to be oisek b'medida. Rashi teaches. Nimtze ba'alil le'ir, Rashi Dibur Maska ba'alil le'ir says, b'megula, u'pashut she'ein ir kreiva kazu. Rashi seems to teach that nimtze ba'alil means that there is no suffix which ear is the closest to the chalach. Still, the Torah says as a special gzeres ha'kosuv, that's mechayiv v'dayonim to measure which ear is the closest, even though we know that it's gzeres ha'kosuv to be oisik in the mitzvah of medida. The Meiri in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Dalet, over there the Gemara has the identical Shachar V'Tarya as our sugya. He wants to explain what's the reason for this Gzeres HaKosuv. Why was the Torah mechayev us to make a Medida, even though we know exactly which city is the closest to the Cholol? He brings the Rambam from Nori Nevuchim that explains that the reason for this Medida in the first place is dafka because on Yedei the Medida, it's going to cause people to talk, and people are going to find out who was the one who did this Ritzicha. That's the whole reason why the Torah required a Medida on Yedei 5 Dayanim from the Sanhedrin HaGadol. It causes people to be interested and to want to know what's going on over here. And the Torah understood that eventually people would find out who the Ritzicha was. Therefore, the Meiri explains, even though we know which city is the closest to the Cholol, we still have to go ahead and make this Medida, because the Tachas of the Medida was a way of trying to figure out who was the Ritzicha. The Ramban in Chumash, in the Parsha of Egla Rufa, at the end of Parsha Shoiftim, brings down this Rambam, and he also brings another sheet of the Ibn Ezra that says that the reason why we take the Egla Arufa from the closest city to the Cholol is because since such a tragedy happened so close to this city, it must be that this city is not completely naki from the Avera of Gezel. It's a simon from Shemayim that this city also has some shaykhis with this Avera. And therefore, dafka from that city, they have to bring the Egla Arufa to bring a kapara to that town. This is different from the Shita of the Rambam and other Rishonim that hold that the reason why the Egel Arufa comes from the closest city is because the Torah assumes, with the din of Karoiv, that the Rotzeach came from the closest town. Eben Ezra is saying a completely different Mahalach, that the Torah is not saying that the Rotzeach came from this city, but rather it's a sibin that this city also has some shaykhis to the Issa of Rotzeicha. The Ramban adds another Chiddush, that according to the Rambam, we see that the bringing of the Egel Arufa is merely a hechatimta of practically finding out who the Rotzeach was. The Ramban says that the Egel Arufa is not merely a practical way of finding the Rotzeach, but also has it is the hechatimta to be mirata, to get kapara for the Aveira of Rotzeicha. The Egel Arufa is sort of like a carbon that's brought outside of the Beis HaMikdash, similar to the Sayer HaMishtaleach, which is brought on Yom Kippur. The Mishle Melech and Hilchus Reitzech v'Shmiras HaNefesh, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, brings a Re'eim on Chumash, who's going on Rashi. This is the Lashon of the Re'eim. The Re'eim says, Loi shehu choyva limdoid min hachalal, ad kol ir ve'ir, asher svi voisov. Not that there is an actual chiyuv to measure from the dead body until each city which surrounds the body, ela, kedei limtsoi ha'ir ha'yoyser kroiva elav. It's not a mitzvah. Rather, the whole reason we're doing it is a hechatimta to find out which is the ear which is closest to the cholol. Lefichach, therefore, im hayo hacholol mutal somuch le'ir, she'ein safek shehi ha'yoyser kroiva, ein sorech sham medido. Therefore, since it's only a hechatimta to find out which is the closest city, if the dead body is situated in a situation where it's so close that there's no safek, that we know which town is the closest town to this dead body, then there's no chiyuv to be moided. Obviously, the Mishle Melech writes on these words that the dvarim is tmuim, because we just learned in the Gemara that there's a special gzeres akazu, even if it's found ba'aliyot, even though we know which is the closest city, still there is a mitzvah of medida. It's a mitzvah to be oisek in the medida. So where is this re'eim coming from? The Mishle Melech wants to explain the re'eim by being mechadish tremendous chiddush. He says the re'eim means that even though there is a mitzvah to be moided, even though we know exactly which city this body came from, it's not the same type of medida that we find, but often that we do not know where the dead body came from. When we do not know where the body came from, because each town is within close proximity to the mace, and we don't know which is closest, so of course we have to go be moided each town. And by doing that, we find out which town is the closest to the dead body. Over here, since we know which town is the closest town to the dead body, the chiyuv to be moided is only to the town which is most karov. We don't have to go through the motions and make a medida to every single town which is surrounding this dead body in order to be mekayim the gzeres hakosuv of mitzvah la'asoik b'medida. Rather, the whole chiyuv is merely to make a medida only to the town which we know to be closest to the cholo. And that's what the Re'eim means when he says that there's no chiyuv, there's no mitzvah to go ahead and be oisik in medida. Rather, it's just a hechatimtza to know which is the closest ear. He means to say that we don't have to go being moided to every single town which is within proximity of this cholol. It's enough just to make a medida to the town which is closest to the cholol. That's the chiddush of the Mishle Melech, bidas ha-Re'eim. In the Sefer Panim Yafais from the Baal Hafla, he wrote the Sefer Hafla, he says that there's a different pshat in this Re'eim, and it's based on an entirely different Havana in our Gemara. He says, when the Gemara says that the mace is nimtza be'olil, be'olil here does not mean, like we assumed until now, that everybody knows me'achuz 100% certain which town this dead body came from. But rather, be'olil here means based on an oimer hadas, based on what we think, what we perceive, we think we understand that the mace is closest to a specific town. On that, the Torah is being mechadesh, we're not allowed to be soimech on our oimer hadas. We have to actually go ahead and prove that our oimer hadas is correct by measuring from the cholol to all the different cities in proximity. But in a situation But we know for sure, 100%, that this town is the closest town to the dead body. That's not called an and that's not called an Oime Hadas. That's not called an Umdana that we're trying to figure out. We know, Batarius Vadai, that the closest town to this mace is this specific town. And in that case, the Torah was not being Mechaivas to make a Medida. He brings a Raya to this understanding of the word Olil from the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah of Chaf Alpha on Beis, which says, Bein Shinire Be'olil, Bein Shaloi Nire Be'olil, Mechalil in Olav Es HaShavis. The Tanakhama holds that Edim are mechuyev to come to Sanhedrin Hagogol on Shabbos, afilu to be mechalal Shabbos, to be made if they saw the new Levana, whether they saw it Ba'alil or whether they saw it Shaloi Ba'alil. And B'yoisi says, Dafka if they saw it Beloi Ba'alil. But if they saw it Ba'alil, they're not mechalal Shabbos. Ba'alil in this sugya means that they saw the moon so clearly that they could assume that other people also saw it, and therefore their edus is not required. But the Haflo explains that this is only an Oymer Hadas. They don't know for sure that other edim saw, and other edim are going to come be made. But all it just means that they assume so. They assume there's no way they could possibly know, but Torah's Vadai, the other edim also saw the moon and went in to be made. Adraba says the Haflo, if they would know for sure, Bataris Vadai, that other Edim already saw the moon, and they already came on Mechal Shabbos to go be made in front of Sanhedrin, so Avada they would be potter. Therefore, just like the word Olil here in Rosh Hashanah means that they assume so, they're making an Oymer Hadas, that this is the way it is, so too in our Sugya, but Olil means that they're only assuming so because that's what they think, based on their perception, that this is the closest town. But they're not 100% sure. Therefore, the Torah was mechayev a medida that they should go be. They should not rely on their das and their oymen hadas. They should dafka make a medida to make sure that this is the closest town. Therefore, that's how he's miyashiv this re'im in Parsha Shoftim. The lashon haRambam at the beginning of the ninth parak of Hilchos Reitzeach Halacha Aleph is mashma not like the Mishnah Melech that we mentioned before that said that pshat in the re'im is that there's only a chiyuv medida to the city which is most closest to the chalal, but rather the Rambam's mashma that even in a case where we know which town is the closest to the chalal, there's a chiyuv medida to all the surrounding cities. The lashon haRambam is umoydidim menu el ha'orim shesvivais hachalal. The Rambam here is talking about a regular case where we don't know which town is the closest. The Rambam says we measure from the chalal to all the surrounding cities. Afilu nimtze bitzad ir zu, shaldava yadua bivadai shehi hakroiva mitzvah limdoid. Even if we find the cholol next to a town, and we know, the Rambam says, that the cholol is closest to this city, it's still a mitzvah to be moided. The mashmos of the Rambam is exactly the same mitzvah that he just mentioned one line earlier, that we do in a situation where we do not know which is the closest town. It's mashma that exact same mitzvah is in effect also ba'ofen where we know which is the closest town to the cholol. The Gemara continues, Masnisin deloik Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov. The Mishnah is not going like the Tana of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov. The Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov, Oimer, Zekeinecha zu Sanhedrin, Shoiftecha ze melech v'koyen gadol. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov learns that the word of the Pasuk Zekeinecha teaches me that we need Sanhedrin to be there for the Medida. And Shoiftecha, we learn that the Melech and the Kohen Gadol also have to be there. Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Daf Yudal Amud Beis, says, how does the Gemara know that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov? Minas Pashas, the reason is because the Mishnah does not list Melech and Kohen Gadol as a requirement for the Medida. Tosfos asks that in the first Mishnah of Sanhedrin, there are lots of different cases there which only list the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph. For example, the din of Ein Moisifin al Ha'ir. Bezin cannot be Moisif on Yerushalayim, the Mishnah says, without a Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph, without the 71 people from Sanhedrin. Even though the Gemara later on says that we also require the Melech and the Nasi and the Urim V'Tumim and Beis Toides and Shir. And still, the Mishnah only listed Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph. So too, the Mishnah says, Gabe Moitzi'in le Milchemes HaRashus, Also, it only mentioned by Melchemes HaRishus the requirement of Sanhedrin. It didn't say anything about Melech, which is also required, and Huadin, the Meshruch Milchama, which is also required, like Gemara says there in Sanhedrin. Tosfos is Mechalek, that Dafka in the Mishnayos in Sanhedrin, which say that we need an entire Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph. Masha'en came over here where it just says that we need three Dayanim according to Rabbi Shimon, or five Dayanim according to Rabbi Yehuda. There we should have also gone ahead and mentioned Melech and Kohen Gadol if there was a requirement of Melech and Kohen Gadol. Tosfos in the second parak of Shuas also deals with this kasha. They say the same teretz as Tosfos Sanhedrin. Just Tosfos there speaks out a little bit more clearly and makes it a little easier to understand what they mean. Over there, Tosfos speaks out that the pshat is that if the Mishnah is teaching us that you need the entire Sanhedrin, so then we can say that the Mishnah wanted to tell us that we need, that the din is that you have to have the entire Sanhedrin. And we don't want to talk about other things, since the Mishnah is in Masechta Sanhedrin. So we're teaching you that you have to have a Sanhedrin. There's many other dinim that also apply to being Moisif al Ha'ir and to going to Mechemes HaRishus. But the Mishnah in Sanhedrin is only dealing with Sanhedrin Dika Dinim. Masha'enkin over here in Masechta Soita, the Mishnah is not telling me that you need a Sanhedrin. Lu Yitzur, the Mishnah would say that it needs a Sanhedrin, so we would say the Mishnah here also only wanted to talk about dinim that are totally on Sanhedrin. But over here, the Mishnah went out of its way to say that you need three dayanim or five dayanim. That's already not a din which is totally in the Chaloy Shem Sanhedrin. Therefore, once the Mishnah is telling us this din that is required for Egla Rufa, so why didn't the Mishnah also go ahead and list the Melech and the Kohen Gadol as well? The Gemara continues, Iboilahu Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov ben Melech the Kohen Gadol the Polig. Does Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov only argue about Melech and Kohen Gadol? Aval b'Sanhedrin ik Rabbi Yehuda ik Rabbi Shimon svirle. But legabe Sanhedrin, he either holds like Rabbi Yehuda that five members of Sanhedrin have to come, or he holds like Rabbi Shimon that three members of Sanhedrin have to be there. Oidilma b'Sanhedrin nami polig. Or does Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov also argue about Sanhedrin? Ad de'ika kula Sanhedrin. And he holds that the entire Sanhedrin has to be there, all 71 Dayanim. Amar Rav Yosef Tashma. So now Rav Yosef is going to bring a raya from the following brisa to prove that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov also argues about the Sanhedrin. Motzon zakin mamre abe pagi. Vehimra aleihem. The brisa is talking about a zakin mamre who finds the Bezdin Hagadol at a place called Be Pagi. He asks the Bezdin HaGadol, Ashayla and Halacha, and then he's Himra Alehen, Rashi explains, he goes back to his home city and he paskins against the Sanhedrin. On this case, the Braisa asks, Yochel Tehei Hamrosei Hamra, is he going to be Chayiv Chenek for becoming a Zakin Mamre? To which the Braisa answers, Talmud Loimer Vekamto Ve'alisa El Hamakon. The Braisa is darshaning from the word Hamakon Melamet Shehamakon Goyrim. That the makom is goyim, they have to be in the makom. Rashi explains the lishchas agozis. Unless the psak din of the Sanhedrin HaGadol was issued while they were sitting in the lishchas agozis, so there is no din zakin mamre. The Rishonim here ask Akasha that why does the Braisa say that dafka the zakin mamre found Bezdin HaGadol in the place called Be Pagi? Be Pagi, Rashi explains, was a strip of land immediately outside the Choyma of Yerushalayim. It's mashma from the Braisa that Be Pagi is the first place from Yerushalayim that there will not be a din of Zakin Mamre. But from the Hemshech of the Braisa, which says that according to Rashi they have to be sitting in the Lishchas Hagozis, it's mashma that who would din anywhere else in Yerushalayim also will also have a din that he will not become a Zakin Mamre. There's also a Machlokes Rishonim, what is the status of Be Pagi? The Ran in Sanhedrin of Yudala learns that Be Pagi does not have Kedushas Yerushalayim. Tosfos, on the other hand, in Sanhedrin of Yudala, learns that Be Pagi does have Kedushas Yerushalayim. According to the Ran, that Be Pagi does not have Kedushas Yerushalayim, The first question that we ask seems more difficult, because the Braisa Dafka picked Be Pagi, which is Mashma, the first piece of land outside of Yerushalayim, that's where he will not have a din of a Zakin Mamrin. According to Tosfos, that Beit Pagi does have a din of Yerushalayim. So once we see that Beit Pagi does not have a din of a Zakin Mamre, even though Beit Pagi is part of Yerushalayim, so who a din the rest of Yerushalayim is also not going to have a din of a Zakin Mamre, unless he's in the Lishkas Hagozes. Therefore, according to Tosfos, it's very easy to say that Beit Pagi is Lav Dafka, and who a din the rest of Yerushalayim also there's no din of Zakin Mamre, because very rarely do we find Chilukim within the Kedushas Yerushalayim itself. According to the Ran that holds Beit Pagi is not part of Yerushalayim, it's more of a shver doichik to say Beit Pagi is Lav Dafka. Nevertheless, the Ran himself also answers that Beit Pagi is Lav Dafka, and who would din, if they were also in Yerushalayim itself, also there would not be a din of Zakin Mamre unless they were sitting in the Lishkas Hagozes. The main raya that the Ran and Tosfos bring, that there's no din of Sanhedrin, Hagodol, if they're not in the Lishkas Hagozes, even though they're in Yerushalayim, is from the Mishnah in the first parak of Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Zayin, which says, Eser Golius Golio Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin went into 10 different Golios. The first Golios they went to was to the Chanut. From the Chanut they went to Yerushalayim. It's Mashra from there that the Chanut was in Yerushalayim. And still the Gemara explains the reason why they went into Golos was in order that they should not have to practice Dini Nefashos anymore. Because Dini Nefashos they could only do when they're in their Mokoy. It's Mashma from there that even though they're in Yerushalayim, it's already considered that they were outside of their real Mokoy and therefore they could no longer be done Dini Nefashos. The Gemara continues now explaining the Raya that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov argues even on the amount of Sanhedrin that has to come to the Egla Rufa, the Medida of the Egla Rufa. The Gemara says, Dinafik Kama, how many members of Sanhedrin were leaving when this Zakin Mamre asked their Shaila in Halacha? Ilei medinafuk miktsasan, if only some of them left. Dilma hanach de'ika gavai kivasei svir lehu. Maybe the ones that are still remaining in the Lishkas Hagozes also hold like this Zakin Mamre, and therefore he should not have to become a Zakin Mamre, because maybe some of the members of Sanhedrin actually agree with him. Elapshita de Nafik Kulhu. It must be that all the members of Sanhedrin left. Ulemai il dvar harashus mi matzu nafki. Why? How could Sanhedrin be allowed to leave Sanhedrin together for a dvar rishus? V'achsiv sarerecha agan hasar al yechsar hamezeg. She'im nitzrach echad mehem lotzeis, im yesham esrim v'shloisha, k'neget Sanhedrin k'tana yoytze v'im lav eina yoytze. We learn out from this pasuk in Shir HaShirim that it's also for anybody to leave the Lishkas Hagozes if it's going to remain less than 23 dayanim from the Sanhedrin Hagodol. So it's impossible to make it ukimta that all of the members of the Sanhedrin left together if it was only for a Dvar Rishus. Ela pshita the Dvar Mitzvah. It must be that the Sanhedrin left for a Dvar Mitzvah. Lamai lav the Medidas Agola, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Why would all the members of Sanhedrin have to go together to be Mekayim a Mitzvah? What Mitzvah do we know of that we need all the members of Sanhedrin? The only thing we can think of would be Egla Rufa according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and therefore we have a raya that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we need all the members of Sanhedrin together. It's not enough to have three or five. Lamaisa, the Gemara earlier on in this Braisa asked a question that how could it be that only miktsas of the members of Sanhedrin left? Why don't we say that maybe the remaining members of Sanhedrin agree with this Chacham, and therefore he should not become a Zakin Mamre? The Aruch Lener asks the Kasha on this Gemara that why don't we make it ukimta that Roiv members of the Sanhedrin left, and therefore we can say that there's still 23 Dayanim remaining in the Lishkas Hagozes, and it's enough that the Chacham argued on Roiv, because even if all the mute members of Sanhedrin which are still in the Lishkas Hagozes would agree with this Chacham, we always apply the din of Achrei Rabba Mahatois, and the halacha would be like the Roiv. And therefore it doesn't make a difference if the remaining members of Sanhedrin agree with this Chacham or not. Either way, he's going to become a Zakin Mamre. The Aruch Lener answers, Al Pi Tosfos and Sanhedrin Daf Gedal Amabez. Tosfos over there asks Akasha, Why don't we say that he bumped into the Sanhedrin after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim, in which case it's mutter for them to leave even for a Dvar Rishus. And we don't have to make any ukimto that they went for a Dvar Mitzvah. Tosfos there answers, because it's not shchiach that they would bump into all of the Dayanim together. Because when they would leave after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim, each one would walk by himself towards the place where he has to go. Al pi there, the Aruch Laner says, you could say the same thing, legabi roiv. And the Gemara understood that even if you say that he bumped into miktas of the Dayanim, but it's not shaykh to say that he bumped into roiv of the Sanhedrin. Because it's not normal to find roiv of the Sanhedrin together in one place. For that reason, the Gemara assumes that less than roiv of the Sanhedrin is who he bumped into, and therefore we're concerned with the opinion of the remaining members of Sanhedrin, because if they would agree with this Chacham, so then we would apply the din of Achrei Rabim Lahatois, and the Halacha would actually be like this Chacham, and therefore he would not become a Zakin Mamre. There's a fascinating Meiri in Sanhedrin Daf Peches, who says that in order to become a Zakin Mamre, it's not enough that he disagrees with the Etzim Psak of Bezdin, he has to disagree with every single member of Sanhedrin. Therefore, even if 70 members of Sanhedrin would say one way, and one member of Sanhedrin would say a different psak, even if he would go ahead and say like that one member of Sanhedrin, he's not going to become a Zakin Mamre, because he didn't argue on every single member of Sanhedrin. According to that Meiri, it's Pashut, the answer to the Aruch Laner's Kasha, is that even though we would say that he did bump into Rav of the Sanhedrin, still Avada were going to be concerned that maybe the Miktas remaining members of the Sanhedrin and Lishchas Agazis might agree with this Chacham, and therefore he will not become a Zakin Mamre. Lagabi, the other halacha which we learned in the Sugya, that we're not allowed to have less than 23 Dayanim in the Lishchas Agazis, the Gemara brings a pasuk from Shir HaShirim, Sha'arecha Agan Hasar Ayechsa HaMezeg. There's two days in Rishonim which explain how do we learn out from this pasuk that we can't have less than 23 Dayanim. Tosfos in Sanhedrin and Rashi here also explains that Yechza HaMezeg is referring to Mezigas Hayayim, that when one is Mezeg, when he dilutes his wine with water, the normal ratio between water and wine is two shiurim of water connected one shiur of wine. Therefore, one third of the drink is wine. So too, we have to make sure that not less than one third of the Dayanim of the Sanhedrin are there at the same time, and therefore no less than 23 Dayanim can be there at once. Tosfos in Sanhedrin Daf Yudal Amud Beis brings another hesber to what we see from this pasuk that you can't have less than 23 Dayanim. The Gemara is learning out from the gematria of the word mezeg. Mezeg is begematria 50. Therefore, the pasuk is telling us, al yechsa hamezeg, don't have 50 people, don't have 50 dayanim from Sanhedrin leave, because then you're only going to have 21 dayanim left. But less than 50 people are allowed to leave, because then you'll have 22, and we can't have a bezdin shokel, which means an even amount of dayanim on the bezdin, and we'll have to add another dayan in order to bring us to 23. From there we have a makar that there always has to be at least 23 dayanim in the lishchas agazis at every given time. We'll now continue Bezus Hashem, about 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Boi Rabbi Yirmiya, Sofu Oimrim L'toich Sadehu Mahu, Avir Sadeh Kisadeh Domi, Oilav Kisadeh Domi. Rabbi Yirmiya here has a question. If the Oimrim are in his field, but they're on top, Rashi explains, of an Evan, or on top of some other thing that's sitting in his Chatzer, is there a Chiyuv of Shechecha if he forgets them? Do we say that since the Torah says v'shachachta oimer b'sode, that's mashma that the oimer has to dafka be on the sode itself, and there cannot be anything which is mafsik in between? Or do we say that even if there is something that's being mafsik in between the oimer and the sode, there also there is going to be a chiv shechecha? So we skip down now to a few lines down from the bottom of the Gemara. The Gemara brings a raya tashma, first words on the line. Oimer shehichzik boy lehailichoy leir v'hinichoy agavi chaveroy v'shachichu. He has an oimer and he was about to bring it into the town, into the city, and he puts it on to another Omer, and then he forgets both of them. So now this Braisa is going to explain what's the din of Shechecha. The Braisa says, HaTachtoin Shechecha, VaHaElyoin Eino Shechecha. The Tachtoin has a din of Shechecha, and the Elyon, the one on top, does not have a din of Shechecha. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Shnehem Einan Shechecha. Neither of them have a din of Shechecha. HaTachtoin Mipnei Shehu Tomum, VaHaElyon Mipnei Shehu Tzaf. So the Gemara says, Ad kan lo yipligi elu b'tachtoin. The machloikas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon is only legabi the tachtoin, whether or not it has a din of tomun, which we'll explain momentarily. Aval be'elyon divrei hakor loy. The top one, everybody agrees, is not going to be shechecha. So the Gemara's bedaik from here, that tzafu, that if it's not touching the ground, it does not have a din of shechecha. The Gemara says, shani hosam, kevin de achzik bey zocha bey. Since he held it already in his hand, he took it for himself, that's already mafkiya the din shechecha. The reason why he's potter is not because it was not touching the ground, but rather because he already was zoiche in the oimer. Ihachi ma'iri agabi chaveiroi, afilu besadeh nami. Why does the Braisa have to say that it was on top of another oimer? It should say even if it was sitting on the sadeh, he was potter because he was zoiche in it. Enachi nami, v'haydi katani gabi chaveiroi, bishum tachton. The reason why it says that he put it on top of another oimer was in order to teach the din that the tachton is also potter according to Rabbi Shimon because it's tomu. The Gemara asks, "V'habi pnei shehu tzaf koma." The Braisa says that the reason why he's potter is because it's tzaf, because it's hovering above the ground. Eima b'pnei shehu kitzaf. It's as if it's kitzaf. Rashi explains it's potter because he was zoiche in it. But it's potter as if he was holding it in his hand, where it's pasha that there's no chiyuv shechecha. It was important to explain this section of the Gemara in order to have a better understanding to what the next section of the Gemara is going to talk about. The Gemara continues, Amar Abaye, Hareini keben azai b'shukei teveria. Rashi explains that he was in a good mood, and he was feeling like answering kashas the same way that Ben Azai did in the shukim of Teveria. So he invited anybody to come ask any shayla or any kasha that they had. Somebody asked Abaye, what if there's two dead bodies, one on top of the other? Rashi explains that one is a little bit closer to one town, and the other body is closer to a different town. So where do we measure from? Which one of the two bodies do we measure from? Lagabi deciding which town to bring the Egla Rufa from. Meheichan hu moided. Do we say min b'minoi havi tamun, u min b'minoi lo havi tzaf, u mi elyon moided? Do we say, the Gemara's question is, that we have in the Mishnah a p'tur of tamun in the sugya of Egla Rufa. That means that if the body is tamun begal, it's not visible, it's covered by something else, so there's no chiv Egla Rufa. Another p'tur that we have in the Mishnah is a p'tur of tzaf. That if the cholol is tzaf al hamayim, if it's floating in the water, so he's potter from egla rufa. So over here, the Gemara has it sad that if you have two bodies, one on top of the other, we could say that really both of them are potter, because the top one is considered to be tzaf, because it's not touching the ground, and the bottom cholol is considered to be tamun, because the top cholol is on top of it. So the Gemara here is saying that since it's min b'minoi, since the two things that are on top of each other are the same min, so maybe that will tell us that it does not have a din of tamun and it does not have a din of tzaf. So that's the lashon of the Gemara. Min b'minoi havi tamun, or min b'minoi lo havi tzaf. That we will consider min b'minoi to have a din of tamun, which means even though it's min b'minoi, we still consider the bottom thing to be tamun. Umin b'minoi lo havi tzaf. But since it's min b'minoi, we don't consider the top thing to be tzaf, we consider it to be touching the ground. And therefore, mi elyon moided, because the bottom one is not considered a chala legabi egla rufa, because it's tamun. Oy dilma, we say the opposite. Min b'minoi havi tzaf, we'll consider it to be tzaf, that it's not touching the ground, so the elyon is not have a din of a chala for egla rufa. Umin b'minoi loy havi tamun. But the bottom one is not considered tamun since it's being covered by something which is from the same min. Therefore, the chiyuv is mitachton moideh. We have to be moideh from the bottom one. Oidilma min b'mina havi tamun, u min b'mina havi tzaf. Maybe we'll say there's no chiyuv at all of egla rufa because the bottom chalal is considered tamun and the top one is also considered to be tzaf. And therefore, there's no chiyuv at all. V'loi mitachton moideh, v'loi mi elyon moideh. So Amar Lei Tani Tua. So Abai now brings the same brisa that we brought earlier on. Oimer Shehichsik Boy Lahilichay Leir. Somebody held on to his oimer to bring it into the ear. He put it on top of another oimer. Vishochichay. Hatachto in Shechicha Ve'elyon Einoy Shechicha. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Oimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Shnehem Einon Shechicha, Hatachton Mipnei Shehu Tomoin, Ve'elyon Mipnei Shehu Tzaf. So we had this brice already before. Now Abai is going to explain what he understands to be the pshat of the brice, and we're going to see a pshat from this brice how to answer the question that they asked Abai. Savru Dahani Tznai Rabbi Yehuda Sviuluhu. That both Tanaim hold a Rabbi Yehuda, that there is a Ptur of Tumah. The Gemara earlier on, which we didn't speak out here in this year, the Gemara brought a Machlekes Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda Lagabi, the din of Shechicha, whether or not something which is Tumah is Potter from Shechicha. Rabbi Yehuda holds Tumah is Potter from Shechicha, and the Chachamim hold that Tumah is Chayiv in Shechicha. So the Gemara is saying now that both the Tanaim, both the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon of this Brisa, both hold like Rabbi Yehuda that Tumah is Potter from Shechicha. But the Machlokes is whether or not the bottom one, the Tachton, has a din of Tumah. Dahainu, the Tanakama that holds that he's Chayiv to take Shechicha from the bottom one because he holds that it's not considered Tumah because it's Min B'Minoi. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though it's considered to be min b'minoi, it still has a din of tamun, and that's why he's potter from shechicha even on the bottom one. That's how the Gemara understands here the machlekes Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon, and therefore we have answered that at least one of the three questions that we had on Abaye, that was what's the din of the tachton. So we see that the tachton is a machlekes tanoim. It's a machlekes tanoim whether or not. If you have two of the same minim, one on top of the other, is the bottom one considered to be tumun from the top one? So we have a machlekas tanaim about that, legabi the parsha of shechicha. The Gemara is matchen. The Gemara says loy, ik Rabbi Yehuda sviruluhu. If they would hold a Rabbi Yehuda that says tumun is potter from shechicha, the kule alma min b'minai havi tumun. Everybody would hold that it's considered tumun, and you would be potter from taking shechicha on the bottom oimer. The machlokes here is the same machlokes that we had in the brisa before. It's a machlokes whether or not Tamun is potter. The Tanakama holds Tamun is chayiv, and Rabbi Shimon holds Tamun is potter. But they all hold that this is a din of Tamun, even though it's min b'minoi. So therefore, we're pushing from here that even min b'minoi has a din of tamun, the bottom one has a din of tamun, and therefore the bottom cholol is potter from the din of egla arufa. There's a fascinating ravid in Hilchos Matanos Aniyim, Perek Hei Halacha Dalad, which Be'ezus Hashem we can understand now after we've seen both of these parts of the Gemara. The ravid is based on the Yerushalmi, which the Kesef Mishnah brings, that brings the Shita of Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira says in the Yerushalmi, after this brisa, v'hu b'zoicher es ha'elyon, the hainu, one of these two shitas in the brisa, either the Tanakama or Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Oimer Rabbi Shimon, is only saying his halacha in the case where he is zoicher es ha'elyon. The Rav there explains that he's going on the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon that said at the bottom Oimer has a din of tamun and he's potter from it, even though it's min b'minoi, is Dafka in a case where he remembers the Hainu, there's no Shechicha on the top one. The Ravid explains that in the scenario where he forgot the top one, so then we would consider it to be Min B'minoi, because the top one is Shechicha, because he forgot it, and Hu Adin, the bottom one, he's also forgetting. Therefore, we would apply the Din of Min B'minoi, and we would say it's not considered to be Taman. Dafka, because he remembers the top one, so now it's considered like there's blankets and sheets covering the bottom one. It's considered to be min be'eino minoi, because the top oimer he remembers and the bottom oimer he's not remembering. Therefore, it comes out lefi the Ravid that even according to Rabbi Shimon, min be'minoi is not considered tamun. We do not consider the bottom oimer to be tamun. The only reason we consider the bottom oimer to be tamun is because since he's zoicher the oimer ha'elyon, it has a din of min be'eino minoi. That's the shita of the Ravid, Alpi the Yushalmi. The Rashash asks Akasha on the Raivin from our Sugya that the Sugya here compared the Brisa of the two Oimrim to the Gemara's Iboy about Shtei Chalorim Zu Agabei Zu. The Brisa said that just like according to the Tanoim, the bottom Oimer is Potter because we apply the din of Tomun, even though it's Min B'minoi, so too the bottom Chalor should have a din of Tomun and it should be Potter from the din of Eglarufa. According to the Raivin, this is not true, because the only reason why we potter the bottom Oimer from the din Shechicha is because since he's Zoicha the Elyon, so the Elyon has a din of Min Be'enoi Minoi. The two things are considered to be different. That's why it has a din of Tomun, the bottom one. Masha'enke, in the two Chalalim, inasmuch as we assume that they're called Min B'minoi, Lafi the Raivid, we should say it's not considered Tomun, because the Emissa Maskon of Sasugya, according to the Raivid, is that Min B'minoi, we do not apply the din of Tomun, Lagabi, the bottom one. This is the Rashash's Kasha on the Raivid. Lagabi the Maskonas HaSugya, there's a machlekes here between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi on the Mehemet Beis Dibur Maskal Tani Tua speaks out that the only shaila that the Gemara is bringing an answer to, that they asked Abaye, was the din of Tomun. Lagabi the din of Tomun, the Gemara first said that it's a machlekes Tanoim, whether Min B'minoi has a din of Tomun. And then the Gemara said that really both Tanoim agree that there's a din of Tomun even by Min B'minoi. But Lagabi, the question whether or not the top Cholo has a din of Tzaf, or do we consider, since it's Min B'minoi, that it's as if it's on the ground, that question was not answered. Rashi explains, we have no Raya from this Brisa. We can't say that since both Tanoim agree that the top Oimer is Potter because it's Tzaf, we don't have a Raya from there that something which is Min B'minoi has a din of Tzaf. Because the Gemara said on Daf Mem Heyamud Aleph that we have no raya that they hold that Saf is potter by Shechicha, because we were madcha the Brisa by saying that the reason why the top Oimer is potter is Kevin Shezochaboy. Therefore, we have no raya from the Brisa that Saf is potter, and Huadin Memela, we have no raya that even by Min B'minoi there's a Ptur of Saf. Because again, according to the Gemara and of Memhamud Aleph, the Ptur of the Oimer HaElyon was not machmas the din of Tzaf. Rather, it's machmas the din of that he was zoicha in it. Therefore, Rashi concludes there's no raya from here that by Min B'minoi Tzaf is potter. The Rambam in Perek Tes Hilchas Reitzeach Halacha Yud says Nimtzu ze agabei ze, if they find two chalolim, one on top of the other, Moedidin min ha'elyon k'moy shehein munochim. The Rambam paskins two halachas. First of all, the bottom one were not moided anything, and from the top one were moided. All the achronim, starting from the Kesef Mishnah down, point out that the Rambam is mashma not like Rashi, because the Rambam doesn't say that it's a suffix whether or not we're moided from the Elyon. The Rambam is mashma that we're moided from the Elyon b'toyros vaday. The Kesef Mishnah answers the Kasha by saying that it's mevur in the Mishnah on Daf Memdad Amud Beis that the Ptur of Tzaf is Dafka Tzaf al Pnei Hamayim. Therefore, it was pashut to the Gemara that Tzaf Agabe, something else, does not have a din of Tzaf. Not because it's Min B'minoi, but Stam, even if it would be Tzaf on something which was Einoi Minoi, if it's not being Tzaf on Mayim, there's no Ptur of Tzaf. And this Svara was so pashut that Abaye did not even feel the need to answer that question. Therefore, the Rambam paskened that the Elyon does not have a din of Tzaf, and that's why he paskens with Tzaref Vadai that were moided from the Elyon. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Taf Kuf Lamed says a different teretz. He says the Rambam also learned like Rashi that the Maskanas HaSugi is that whether or not Min B'mino has a din of Tzaf or not is a Safek. But the Rambam in other places he brings always hold that Safek Kapara, we go L'chumra. Therefore, since the Egla Rufa is a Kapara for the Maisa Ritzicha, we're Machmer, we paskin the Safek L'chumra, and we require that from the Elyon we bring an Egla Rufa. From the bottom one not, because from there we're Poshet from the Gemara that there's no Din Tomun on Nundaminoi. But I'll call by the Elyon where there was a Safek, maybe it has Din of Tzaf, maybe it does not have a Din of Tzaf. So there the Rambam was poishet l'chumra, b'pnei she'safek kapara l'chumra. The obvious ha'ara on this Minchas Chinuch is that we mentioned already earlier on in this year, that the Shittas HaRambam is not like the Ramban in Chumash that hold that the Egla Arufa is brought for a kapara. Rather, the Rambam holds the Egla Arufa was brought as a means of attracting attention and a way of finding the Rotzeach. Therefore, it's Tzarech Iyun on the Minchas Chinuch that applied the din of Safek Kapara L'Chumra. We're continuing Be'ezus Hashem about three lines before the next Mishnah. This Gemara is going on the last halacha on the Mishnah Daf Mem Daled Amud Beis. The Mishnah said, "Nimtza samuch lesvar or leir sharuba oivde kechavim." If we find the chalal, the dead body, near a town which is roiv oivde kechavim, or leir she'en ba bezdin, or near a town which does not have a bezdin, loy hayu arfim, they would not do the mitzvah of egla rufa. And then the Mishnah said, "Ein moedin elo leir sheyesh ba bezdin." So the Gemara here is asking that if you just told me that if you found the chalal next to a town, she'ein ba bezdin, you do not do the mitzvah of egla rufa, why does the Mishnah have to end off with the words ein moedin elo leir sheyesh ba bezdin? That's obvious. If we don't do medida next to a town that does not have a bezdin, so obviously we know that the mitzvah of medida is only to a town that does have a bezdin. So the Gemara answers this kasha with the following brisa. The brisa says, "Minayin she'im nimtza samuch le'ir she'ein ba bezdin, she'manichin oisa u'moedin le'ir she'yesh ba bezdin." Talmud loymer v'lokhu ziknei ha'ir ha'hi mikol makom. Rashi explains that the brisa is telling us that if we find the chalal next to a town that does not have a bezdin, we should not say that since there's no mitzvahs medida to this town, and this town is the closest town, therefore there's no mitzvahs egel rufa at all. Rather, we say we take all the other towns that are also in proximity to the chalal and that do have a bezdin, and we find out which one of those towns is the closest, and we're mekayim mitzvahs egel rufa from that town. So therefore, the way to read the Mishnah, according to this brisa, is nimtza samuch l'svar or l'ir sharuba oiv dikichavim or l'ir she'en ba bezdin lo hayu orfin ella, the Mishnah continues, moedidin l'ir she'esh ba bezdin. Rather, in that case where the closest town does not have a bezdin, so we find all the other towns that do have a bezdin, and we find out which one of those towns is the closest, ayde the medida, and we bring the egla arufa from there. Tosfos in Perek lo yachbor in Bava Basra daf chav gimel amud beis asks the kasha on this Gemara, that the sugya there in Lo Yachpor is mashma. We already spoke about this sugya a little bit. The sugya over there is dealing with the halacha of roiv v'karoiv, roiv adif. If somebody has a suffik, and roiv is machriya the suffik one way, and karoiv is machriya the suffik another way, meaning that the thing is close to something, that tells us the hachra of the suffik. The halacha is you go basar roiv. The Gemara asks a kasha on that halacha from the din of Egla Rufa, because by Egla Rufa the Torah teaches us that we go basar karov, we make a medida, and we bring the Egla Rufa from the closest town. The Gemara assumes in the question that that's even if a further away town has more people. So you see from here that roiv v'karov, karov adif. Tosfos says we see from this Gemara's kasha that the whole Indian of Roiv and Karov, the whole Indian of Karov in our sugya of Egla Rufa, is that we're trying to figure out, we have a suffix, which ear did the Ritzeach come from? We don't know where he came from. And Dafka, the ear that the Ritzeach came from, that's the ear that we're supposed to bring the Egla Rufa. So the Torah tells us, the closest town to the dead body, that's the town we should assume that the mace came from that town. So we see, says the Gemara, that the Hachra of Karov is a better Hachra than the Hachra of Roiv. Because there could be a town that's further away from this town that has a much greater population. And still the Torah tells us that we should assume that the Ritzeach came from the town which was close to the Cholo, rather than assuming that the Ritzeach came from the further away town which had a greater population. That's the Gemara's question in Bava Basra Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. Tosfos asks that if the whole reason for the Medida is to establish that that's where the Ritzeach came from, so how do we understand this halacha that we just learned on our sugya of Mem Hei Amud Beis? How could we say that if the closest city to the chalal doesn't have a bezdin, so we do a medida to the other surrounding cities and we bring the egla rufa from the closest town to the chalal that does have a bezdin? Hare, we know that the Ratzeach didn't come from there. We know the Ratzeach came from this town that does not have a Beis Din, because that's the closest town. So if the Torah would tell us that Afilu Hachi, even though that's the closest town, we don't bring Egla Rufa at all, that we can understand. The Torah said, you only bring the Egla Rufa from the town that's the closest town. But not from the town, but the town has to have a Beis Din. And since that town doesn't have a Beis Din, so we don't bring the Egla Rufa. But how could the Torah come and tell us to bring Egla Rufa from a different town if we know the Ratzeach didn't come from there? Tosfos Kasha in Baba Basra Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Tosfos blies with the Tzarich Iyun. He doesn't answer this question. Goes Maimonis in Hilchos Ratzeach Perk Tes Ois Beis brings a shita of the Ritzbah on this halacha on the Rambam. The Rambam is quoting our halacha. Nimtza Koroi v'Yushalayim Oili Irsha Ein Ba Bezdin Manichin Oisoi Umoydidin El Shar Ha'ayorois Hasmuchos Loi. So we leave that town and we do the Medida clapping all the other towns which are close that do have a Bezdin. On this halacha, the Goyis Maimonis brings the Ritzbah. Ritzbah Pirish, the Irish, Yesh Sholosh Ayoros, Oimdis Kichatsuva, Bishtaim Yeshba and Bezdin, Ubaachas Einba Bezdin. This halacha is talking about a dead body which is surrounded by three cities. One of them does not have a Bezdin, and the other two do have a Bezdin. The Hagoyis Maimonis finishes off, Betois Visperik Lo Yachpor. It's very sosum that's Ritzbah. Again, the Ritzbah is telling us that this din that it says, that if the closest town does not have a Beis Din, so you do the Medida to the other towns, and the closest town that does have a Beis Din, you bring the Egluru from there, is talking about that there's three towns surrounding the mace, and one of them doesn't have a Beis Din, and the other two all do have a Beis Din. It's very sosum. What is the Ritzbah coming to say? So the Chsam Sofer, Rav Basav Chagimel and Beis, wants to say that the Ritzbah is coming to answer Tosfos' kasha there in Lo Yachpor. Tosfos had a kasha that the closest town is the town that the Ratzeach came from. So how could we bring the Egla Rufa from the other towns? To which the Ritzbah is answering that we're talking about three cities, Chatsuva. He understands that means that all three cities are in exact proximity to the Chalal. Therefore, since they're exact proximity from the Chalal, so we got rid of Tosfos' kasha. There's no hechrich that the city that doesn't have a Beis Din is the one the Ratzeach came from. The Sefer Nachal Eisan from Reb Chaim Kanievsky also brings down the Chassam Sefer. Ein Sham in Simen Vav, Sif Kotten Ches, in the Nachal Eisan. He asks many kashas on this Chassam Sefer. And he comes around and says his own mahalach to explain this Ritzbah. He also understands the Ritzbah is coming to answer Tosfos Kasha, but he explains it in a different way. He explains that Al Pi, the Shita of the Tosfos Rid, which we also mentioned, by Bastav Chav Gilon Beis. The Tosfos Rid there says a Gvaldik Yisoid. He says that when it comes to establishing from which town do we bring the Egla Rufa, his Shita of Tosfos Rid is, you never go Basarov. He's chaylik on the Rambam about that. We mentioned this before, as Machlekes Tosfos Rid in the Rambam. If you have two towns, one is Karov and one is Roiv, so you can't bring from the Karov, but you also don't bring it from the Roiv, according to Tosfos Rid. You never use Roiv to establish which town do you bring the Egla Rufa from. Only Karov can be Machriya that suffix. But Afilu Hachi, the Tosfos Rid says, if you have a Chalal, which is next to 10 cities, one of the cities is a Goyisha city, and 10 of the cities are Yiddish cities, even though the Chalal is Karov to the Goyisha city, we're going to use Roiv to tell us that he came from a Yiddish city. So the question is, how can we do that? The Tosfos Rid holds that you never use Roiv to establish where you bring the Egla Rufa from. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains the Yisoid of the Tosfos Rid is, you can't use Roiv to establish which city did the Ratzeach come from. But you can use Roiv to establish whether or not there's a Chiv Egla Rufa. So over here, where you have one Goyisha town and you have nine Yiddish towns, so, and he's closer to the Goyisha town, so if we would use Karoiv and we would assume that the Ratzeach came from the Goyisha town, so there would be no Chiv, Egla Rufa, because there's no Chiv Egla Rufa on a Goy, when the Ratzeach is a Goy. So therefore, we're coming here and we're trying to figure out, is there a Chiv Egel Arufa? So Rav tells us there is a Chiv Egel Arufa, because Rav tells us that the Ratzach came from one of the nine cities that are Yiddisha cities. Therefore, there is a Chiv Egel Arufa. So now we know there is a Chiv Egel Arufa, because the Ratzach came from one of these nine towns. So now we can go be Maided of these nine towns. Which town is the closest? So it's not a steer to the Tosfos Rid Yisoid that we don't use Rav. We only don't use Rav in establishing where, which city he came from, but to establish whether or not there is a Chiyuv Egel Arufa, Avada, we will use Rav in that situation. This Yisoid is the Yisoid which this Ritzbah is based on. Rav Kanyasi explains, the Ritzbah does not mean that the three towns are within equal proximity. He's talking about there's one town that does not have a Bezin, that's the closest town. And there's two other towns which are further away. So the Ritzbah is telling us, Enachinami, if there would only be two towns, one town was closer, and that town does not have a Bezdin, and the other town was farther away, and that town did have a Bezdin, so then Tosfos Kasha is 100% correct. We're not going to bring the Egel Arufa from the other town when we know that the Ritzach came from the town which was Karev. That defeats the whole purpose of Egel Arufa. The ukimta in this halacha is that there's two towns, or more also, but at least two other towns which are in proximity to the halal, and therefore we have a roiv. So we're using the roiv of the Tosfos Rid. We're using the roiv to establish whether there is a din of Egel Arufa. The hainu, if the Ritzach came from the Irsha Ein Babezdin, which is Karoiv, there's no Chiv Egel Arufa, because the Torah patered Egel Arufa from the city which doesn't have a Bezdin. But if the Ritzach came from the other two cities, so there is a Chiv Egel Arufa, because those two towns do have Bezdin. Therefore, we use Roiv. There's a Roiv. There's two cities. Connected one city has more people. So those two cities are machriya that there is a Chiv Egel Arufa. Now that there is a Chiv Egel Arufa, because the Ritzach came from those two cities, so now we're moided from those two cities. So Mela, we don't have Tosfos Kasha. Avada, Roiv is telling us that the Ritzach did come from the other two cities, because we're using Roiv to be machriya whether or not there is a Chiv Egel Arufa. And al pizeh, it's miyush of Tosfos Kasha of Babasra. The Oruch HaShulchan in Choshen Nishpat Simin Tav Chaf He also asks this kasha. He brings this kasha down of Tosfos, and he gives a different teretz. He wants to say that since there's no Bezdin in this town, which is closest to the Chalal, so it's the responsibility of Bezdin, of the next closest town, to make sure that everything runs smoothly in this small town that does not have a Bezdin. Because it's always the responsibility of the Batei Dinim to ensure that everything is running properly, and any Ritzicha that happens in any town that doesn't have a Bezdin, which is close to this town that does have a Bezdin, it's the responsibility of that Bezdin that this Ritzicha happened. Therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says that even though we know that the Ritzach came from the Ir She'ein Ba Bezdin, it still makes sense to bring the Egel Arufa from this town, from the next closest town that does have a Bezdin. Because the achrayus of this Ritzicha was really on this town that does have a Bezdin. It's their fault, Kaviyachal. Because they're the ones that should have made sure that there was no Ritzicha happening within proximity to their town. Therefore, they're the town that needs the Kapara. Another teretz of the Kasha is from the Chofetz Chaim in Sefer Likutei Halachos, on Perek Egel Arufa, on this daf. He brings a fascinating teretz. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky writes that the Be'er Sheva also said the same teretz. That which it says in the Mishnah, that there's no mitzvah of Medida from the town, She'ein Babezdin, rather we go and we do the Medida from the next town that's further away that does have a Bezdin, that's only the mitzvah of Medida. We do the Medida to the town that's closest that does have a Bezdin. But the Chavetz Chaim says, we already learned already before, that even Ba'aliel, even when we know that the mace is closest to a certain town, we still go ahead and do the Medida. The whole Medida is a mitzvah ba'alma. So we're doing the Medida to the next closest town that has a Bezdin, but Enachinami, the Egla Arufa, is going to be brought from the town that does not have a Bezdin. So this whole Medida is really stam just a mitzvah ba'alma. We're not doing the Medida to find out which town the Ritzach came from and which town we have to bring the Egel Arufa from. Because lo'olam, we're going to bring the Egel Arufa from the Ir She'ein Ba Bezdin. Just the mitzvah Medida that we have to be Mekayim, even though we know which town the Egel Arufa is going to come from, we do to the next closest town that has a Bezdin. It's very interesting that the Lashon of the Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis is Nimtza Samach Le'ir She'ein Babezdin Lo Hayu Orfin. That's the lashon that we have in the Mishnah. They didn't do Egla Rufa, which is a kasha on the Chavetz Chaim. Because the Chavetz Chaim is saying, Avada, we do do Egla Rufa. We just do the Egla Rufa from the town, from the next closest town that has a Bezdin. There's a Bach who changes the Girsa of the Mishnah, who says the Girsa is Lo Hayu Moedidin, not Lo Hayu Orfin. The Chavetz Chaim points out, it's Mishnah, Fi the Chavetz Chaim, that the Mishnah is just telling us that there's no mitzvah medida. The Mishnah is not telling us that there's no mitzvah zarifa, because Lo'ilam, there is a mitzvah zarifa, even in the ear, She'ein Bar Bezdin.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.